welcome you and everybody else to the call. It's our first call of the year, and it's a great way to start the year off with the guy that I call the man, the myth, the guru of quick turn houses. And I've been, it's been a privilege to know Ron for over 20 years, and Ron and I have made money over the years, and there's no reason why you can't start to make money or make more money. And this is one of the best qualified guys I know to teach you. And I'd suggest you have a pen ready, because you're going to want to write things down, and you're going to want to be ready for Saturday. And we're going to start on time. In fact, I'll be giving a lot of stuff away starting before 9 o'clock, so I suggest you get your butts in the seats prior to 9 o'clock. And Ron doesn't waste any time. He starts going into the material right away. So without any further ado, we've got a limited amount of time tonight. Just make him feel good. I know you'll make him feel good on Saturday. Take it away, Ron.
Thank you, sir. And you are correct. We will start at 9 o'clock, and we will be over at 5 o'clock, so you can plan your day. And I don't know what Dave's giving away, but I can tell you that I'm going to be giving away over $5,000 worth of stuff all throughout the day. And some of that stuff is cash. So you might even come to a seminar and go home with a pocket full of money. We did the same seminar last week in Tampa, and a whole bunch of people left with cash. In fact, I'm going to tell you the results of the property information sheet in a minute that I asked those folks to bring. Purpose of the call tonight is to get you ready, and you've got one day left. I know you got short notice, but frankly, we had to wait till we got everybody registered before we had this call, so I put it off to the last minute.
And by the way, Ron, just to let you know, we're almost at capacity. I allocated 8 seats for people to sign up on site, because registration is closed now. We're not going to be able to register people tomorrow. So people, if you want to bring guests, it's $99 per person at the door. There are 8 seats available. We start registered at 8:30, and we'll see you then.
Guys, I'm gonna bring you enough goodies to compensate for that, so cost should not be a factor here.
All righty.
Let me tell you what we're going to do first, and then I want to get into to helping you bring some leads. And everybody on the call tonight,
hello?
Should have gotten a property information sheet from us. Let me go ahead and mute it out here.
Yep.
And if you did not, let us know, and we'll get you one. Dave can get you one, and if you register through Global Publishing, we can get you one as well. But you need the property information sheet, because when I get back to it here in a minute, that's going to be kind of the heartbeat of your business from Saturday going forward, in fact. And I'll show you why it is the most important piece of paper in our business here in Jacksonville, where we are currently doing somewhere between 8 and 15 deals per month, exactly like we're going to discuss on Saturday. And by the way, none of that requires our money and our credit. So this seminar is all about getting some fast cash flow coming into your life. And I'm going to tell you right now, it has nothing to do with money or credit. So if you have neither of those, I don't care. It's irrelevant. None of the deals we're going to do are going to require you going down to a bank and guaranteeing debt and writing big checks. In fact, 80% of the current deals that we're doing today are ACTS deals. So if you're not familiar with that term, ACTS, ACTS, that's going to excite you, because that's where a lot of our, in fact, most of our cash flow is coming from right now. And as I talk to students that I've trained all across the country, the same holds true for them. That's totally changed our industry. So it's very important that you come and get updated or trained on ACTS on Saturday, because today, that's the fastest way to get a check in our industry. We will be discussing the 5 steps to success, and I'll show you how to implement each of those. And there are 5 steps for your business, no matter what business you're in, but most certainly for our real estate business. And after lunch, I am going to be actually screening your property information sheets. And each one of those I'll look at during lunch. While you're having lunch, I'm going to be working, going through your sheets. And then when we come back from lunch, I'll go through every single one of them that you guys bring, and we'll discuss, is it a deal or is it a dud? Is it, what's the exit strategy if we get this thing under contract? And how do we get in and get out as quickly as possible and get the largest check possible? We're going to do that by looking at real live deals that you folks bring in. And when you leave, you'll have an action plan for those that are worth pursuing. When I come back here in just a second and go over that property information sheet, you'll see how that takes place by taking a look at that sheet and how it's laid out and it makes it easy for us to follow up on, because you're going to be making the calls tomorrow to the sellers, but after that, hopefully we'll get you a virtual assistant to do it for you, so you don't have to do the front-end work that you'll be doing between now and Saturday, and wasting a lot of time chasing people, trying to get them on the telephone, and then also talking to a bunch of dead wood that you're not going to get anywhere with. If you don't know this, you should know that Saturday afternoon I'm also going to bring you current on the Dodd-Frank Act, which is pretty important to us now. It just went into effect 6 days ago, and it absolutely changes what we do with seller financing. Does not kill it, so don't listen until the sky is falling, Chicken Little is coming, dream stealers. Seller financing is still alive and well. It's just we have to change a few things that we've been doing in the past. And I don't know anybody better qualified to bring you current on Dodd-Frank than me, with all the research that I've done and the attorney that I've hired and the multiple attorneys that I've talked to. I'm going to actually bring you a report with all the questions that I would want answered are answered for you by me and my attorney, and that report will be available to you. Won't it, Dave? Are we going to have that ready for them?
Well, what I've done is first 25 people to come are getting it.
First 25?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. Well, I guess the rest then just better listen closely. I can take notes.
Yes.
Because I'm going to answer all the questions. And, again, I'm going to have Q&A sessions throughout the day. So if you come, I'm going to make sure that I don't leave until all your questions are answered. So it's going to be a pretty strong day. The last thing that I like doing nowadays in this class is we're going to have a class called How to Handle a Financial Crisis, because a lot of folks need that lesson, and what to do if your credit has been taken away, your assets are at risk or been taken away, what to do when down times hit and you want to get back to the up times, and how to handle the crisis in lives for the past 5 or 6 years it's caused since the recession began in 08. A lot of folks really, really need that class, so I made it my mission to make sure that we discuss that. What to do if you're upside down on real estate, what are your options, and so forth. I'm going to be bringing a bunch of goodies as well. I'm going to be bringing my book. I'll autograph that for everyone in the room. It's called How to Be a Quick-Turn Real Estate Millionaire in a Bad Economy. And, frankly, that book by itself is a step-by-step course. So we'll bring that to you. And some other goodies that I'm not going to tell you about right now. So it'll be a fun day. The whole purpose of the day is to help you get out there and start making some quick money without all the costly entanglements and all of the crap that most people think comes along with real estate. You should know that last Saturday I did this in Tampa, and if you got something right with, you might want to take down these numbers, because this is what happened with the property information sheets that folks brought in. We had 29 sheets total, and 11 of those were free and clear, which actually comes right with my standards, because, guys, 34% of the houses in this country are free and clear. So these property information sheets are where the students got on the phone and called the FSBOs from their ads and filled out these sheets and brought them to class. So, again, 11 of them were free and clear out of 29, and out of the 11 that were free and clear, 7 of them indicated on the sheet that they would consider owner financing. So that's pretty strong. There's 7 possible deals just out of that 11. Out of the 29, there's 12 of them that said yes, that they would consider lease purchase. And there were 6 of them that said, yes, you can have my house for what I owe on it. Now, I have to follow that with, I told the students, as I'm telling you, bring the sheets only with the yes answers. As we go over the sheet in a minute, you'll understand what I'm talking about. So if you get a yes answer, we want you to bring those to class. So we started with 29 yes answers, and a lot of those students went home with potential deals to follow up on after they left. And I handled every single one of them, didn't miss any. Before I get off onto that sheet, I want you to know that you still have time to bring some friends. If you want to get some other folks in here before it's too late, better get on the phone with them when we hang up here and tell them how to register and get signed up. It's kind of rare that I'm doing these today. I'm doing 3 or 4 of them in Florida, and it's been months since I've done them, and now I've added a lot of new information to it, so you are in for a real treat on Saturday. So let's talk about the property information sheet. Again, if you don't have one, contact Dave or my office, and we'll get you out one right away. So you better do that in the morning, because I know you've only got one more day left to call FSBOs. First, where are we going to find these FSBOs? And the answer, of course, is on Craigslist and on every website you can get your hands on that has classified ads with people selling houses. And there's also for sale by owner signs out in front of homes. It would pay you to take a different route to and from work tomorrow or drive around and spend a little time in some nice neighborhoods. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to be working with for sale by owners here on these property information sheets, so I would prefer you get into the better neighborhoods. I'd say where you live, $200,000 houses and up, and there is no upper price range. You're going to learn on Saturday that it's no harder to make $30,000 or $40,000 or $50,000 on one of these deals as it is to make $5,000. You're going to make the larger money by dealing in the higher priced properties with absolutely no risk, no more work, time, money, or resources than it takes to do the cheap stuff. And I'm going to tell you from experience, it is easier to deal with the people with higher priced houses than it is to deal with the people with a lower price for some reason. They just get it. They understand it. They take less explanation. And I guess they are just more financially literate. I really don't know. But I can tell you from our experience here in Jacksonville where I live, it is so much more fun dealing with the really, really nice houses. So, again, no upper price range. You bring a $2 million house to class, we'll work it, as long as the property information sheet is filled out as I'm about to tell you. So go look for some signs if you can. I'm going to tell you the best leads, the best qualified leads, are the signs in front of people's houses. Some of them don't have any advertisement going anywhere else, and they're not getting much action. Some of them are off the beaten path. So don't ride just the main thoroughfares. Take the side roads and go down the cul-de-sacs and look for some signs. I'm asking you not to, you don't have to bring more than a couple, three of these things on Friday. So that's only a handful of calls, or on Saturday, I mean, if to make tomorrow. And I'm willing to tell you, if you don't bring them, you're going to hate yourself for not bringing them. As I stand there and screen deals for people who do bring them and let them leave with potential deals that'll make them $10,000, $15,000, $20,000, $30,000 within the next 30 days, you're going to wish you had brought some as well. It's a rare opportunity that you have for me to take a look at these things for you and personally screen them and tell you what to do with them next. So whatever you're doing on Friday, whatever you got planned may make sense for you to move that till Monday and focus on this as much time as you can put in it tomorrow and bring as many of these leads as you can. So, again, get them online, get them from signs. Just get them. Now, let's talk about this sheet. If you have it, make sure it's in front of you right now. And, by the way, Dave, we're going to email you a link to send to everybody that's not on this call so that you can send it out so they can play it to themselves tomorrow. It'll probably be too late for many of them, but just so you'll know. So if you guys want to listen to this call again, Dave's going to send you the link, the recording.
Will do.
Okay. All right, if you'll take a look at the top of the property information sheet, folks, you'll see some stars. And, of course, these stars are there because I need that information filled in. You see a star beside the asking price? There's only one place on the planet you can get the asking price, so you have to ask the seller, what are you asking? You'll always get an answer with that. Well, almost always. And then right below that, what do you think the house is worth? That's what we ask them, what do you think the house will appraise for? I need to know what the seller thinks it's worth compared to what we think it's worth. If you look right below that line, you'll see a line that says your comps. That's not for you to ask the seller. That's for you to go on Trulia or Zillow or some website that's free and just take a look and peek and just take a look at what you think the house is worth, doing the best you can from what you find on there. Usually when you put in an address on one of these sites, it only pulls up decent comps, but just make sure that your comp is somewhere near the square footage that your subject is, and give me the top two or three sales that you find on that list of comps, best you can do, until I have time to train you on how to determine the ARV. That's good enough for now. So fill in the blank. If you come and that blank is not filled in, we're just guessing. Nobody knows what the after-repaired or the current market value is on the house, and I'm not saying that I can't tell you what to do with it thereafter, but I can tell you going to go a lot smoother if you give me a clue on what you think the real value is. Sometimes the sellers think they're more than they are. Sometimes they think they're less. Sometimes they're right on. All right, if you look right below that, you'll see a rectangle there that calls for the loan information. The key ingredients that I must have, not want, but must have, because if this comes in blank, your sheet is worthless. We might as well turn it over and use it for scratch paper or play tic-tac-toe on it, because there's nothing I can do with it if you don't tell me what the loan balance is and what the monthly payment is. Simply ask the seller, what do you owe? And what's your payment? And if I tell you right now, if you have a hard time getting those, then it's not likely we're going to do business with them anyway. So don't worry about that. They will give you the payment, and they will give you the loan balance most of the time without any resistance at all. And then right below that, you'll see where it says PITI. That means principal, interest, taxes, and insurance. So make sure you ask them, does that include taxes and insurance with the payment? And then ask them, is it current? I assume it's current. And if it's yes, check yes. Now, if it's in arrears, that's an important piece of information that I must have. If it's in arrears, that changes the whole deal. It probably changes the entrance. It changes the exit. It could change everything, or it could kill the deal. So if it's in arrears, I need to know about how far behind it is. If they know that in dollars, great, put it down. If they don't, then how many months are you behind? To give me some idea on the arrearage. So that rectangle is a pretty important block. Please don't bring them if it's blank. In fact, if it's blank, you might as well keep it at home because there's nothing I can do with it. So to recap so far, I need the asking price, what the seller thinks it's worth, what you think it's worth, what's owed on it. Got to have that information. Now, if you look right below that, you'll see three vertical columns with script in them. These columns have made it so easy for virtual assistants to do all your front-end work now and pre-screen out the dead wood for you, so all you have to do is sit there and get these leads every day or every other day or whatever and make a call to the ones with the yes answers. If you look over on the left, it asks, will you sell the house for what you owe? You'll also notice that it says only ask that if there's a $35,000 or less difference between the loan balance and the asking price. So if they're asking $200,000, and there's a loan on it for $89,000, and that would be a very foolish question to answer or to ask, and would probably alienate your seller before you even get a chance to start a relationship. So I only want that question asked if there's a small gap between the loan balance and the asking price. Now, if they're asking $200,000 and they owe $178,000, I most certainly want that question asked, because if that answer comes back yes, the seller has just told you they'll give you the house for what they owe on it. That means that you can either buy it by taking over the debt subject to without risk, or you can lease purchase it. Either way, you will own or control that house for what's owed on it, because the seller just point blank told you that they're more interested in getting out of the debt than they are getting any money. If you look in the middle, you'll see another block that says, if the house has a mortgage on it, ask this question, would you consider a lease purchase? Now, please note, I don't need the answer to the one on the left and the one in the middle. I need the answer to one of them. So again, if there's a small gap, I want you to ask the question on the left. If there's a larger gap, I want you to ask the question in the middle. Would you consider it a lease purchase? And then you must check yes or no. That's the key. Don't leave those blank. Circle the yes or circle the no, but circle one of them. So if the seller says yes, if you'll follow the lines right on down, it'll take you right to the next question to ask, and you're done. So just follow the lines that come under the yes or the no answers to the next question and get it to a conclusion. And then tell them that you will be working with your partner over the weekend, and you'll be back with them on Sunday or Monday. Now, if you'll take a look at the right, you'll see that it asks if the house is free and clear. Of course, you'll know that because there'll be a zero in the loan block up top. If the house is free and clear, the key question is, will you consider taking monthly payments for your equity? My friends, if that answer comes back yes, you've got a potential seller financing deal, and that is by far my favorite type of deal. And I will remind you, last week in Tampa, I had 11 free and clear properties, and 7 of them came back yes. So just don't assume that people will not own or finance, because they absolutely will. In fact, you're going to be shocked at how many yeses we get and how many people will gladly own or finance or lease purchase or sell you the house for what they owe on it once you're out in the arena and you actually start generating these leads as I teach you to do it. So if you get a yes to I will sell with owner financing, here's where I want you to take notes, because this script now is not on that sheet. I have a script in my materials to call back on all of these answers, but you would really do yourself a favor if you follow up this far on the free and clear houses and get the following questions answered. And they are like this. May I assume you will sell with no money down? May I assume you will sell with no money down? Now, I know that's going to be a little shaky for you to ask that, but I'm telling you to ask it, and you're either going to get a yes or a no answer. If the answer is yes, just move on. Well, what's the least you could take for a monthly payment? Those are the only two things I need to know right there. If you can get me those answers, that's going to go a long way toward helping you getting this deal to a conclusion, and I'll explain why in class. If they come back and they say, no, I won't sell with nothing down, then you will say, well, what is the least you could accept for a down payment? So, if, again, what is the least you could accept for a down payment? If you will get me those answers, I'll bet you we'll crank out a deal that you can stay in or a deal that you can assign and get a great big check for. Either way, you come with those answers, and I promise you, you'll be glad you did. I mean, literally, you could make a month or two or three's wages just off of one of those yes answers, and I will prove that to you when I see you on Saturday. So that covers the questions. Again, I must have at least one yes across the board or no in the applicable block. If it's no, and you get no flexibility, just set it aside, don't bring it to class, and please keep calling until you get a yes. Now, when I get a chance to train you, I'm going to coerce you to call all the no's, because a lot of them will turn into yeses with a little bit more training and a little bit more conversation. But right now, let's just take the low-hanging fruit and bring me the yeses. You will not make very many calls till you're going to get a yes. Now, if you look down at the bottom, I do need the bedrooms and baths, and I do need the square footage, and I also need to know whether it's vacant or occupied for sure. Those are pretty important blocks. So, again, bring me all the property information sheets you can, and call ads, call FSBO signs, and see how big of a pile you can bring me and let me work them for you in class. So with that said, I'm going to open this thing up for questions, Dave. Okay.
Mighty kind of you.
All right. Who's got questions?
All right. Who has questions about the property information sheet? Anybody have a question about that first? If somebody's in their car, I need you to mute your phone because the noise is going to be very, very difficult to, for us to hear.
And I heard a yes, but you will have to speak up, so.
I have a question.
Shoot. Go ahead. I heard you.
Go ahead. Okay. Go ahead. Go.
Okay. On the seller's estimated value, I would be asking, he would be having an asking price. Let's say his asking price was $125,000.
Okay.
Okay. I would then ask him, what is your estimated value of the house?
Oh, you would ask him, what do you think the house would appraise for right now? Okay.
Do you want to ask him what they think the house will appraise for? And by the way, folks, I'll make you one better. If you email Nancy in my office, if you want to get a value, if you think you have a hot lead and you need to get a value, if you really think you have a seller that's ready to do something, then email Nancy at daviddweck.com, and I will have a look at that. Email her the lead sheet, and I'll have a look at that.
Okay.
So I'll do that as an extra courtesy to you. So if we have a deal, we want to make that deal. On Saturday. We do not want to lose a deal. We want to make a deal on the spot.
That's correct. All right, back open again. Who else got a question?
I do.
Shoot.
You said
hi, Juanita.
Hi, Dave. You said to go to Craigslist. Anywhere else?
By the way, when you guys go to Craigslist, look under the houses for rent as well as the houses for sale. Call them as well. There's plenty of, go to Google and type in, I want to buy a house in Boca Raton or wherever you're at, and here will pop up a bunch of sites with houses for sale on them. But I'm going to tell you, I'd rather you get out there and find some dispo signs in front of houses because they are way better leads. Plus, you can target them to the areas you want to work in. Hard to do on the internet.
Folks, I'm going to tell you, if you're going to look on Craigslist or Google search it, I would not necessarily want to do Boca Raton, but in the $200,000 price range, you can go anywhere from Boynton, Lantana, Margate, Coconut Creek, areas even
Wellington.
Further south.
Well, Dave, I didn't say it's
Wellington,
about the $200,000 price range. I said that's about where I start and go up, and I don't really care what city you're in, Boca Raton or any city. We do this in downtown New York City where a dump costs $2 million.
Right.
The process is the same regardless of the price range. And I'm telling you guys, the more dollars you waller in, the more stick to you. The higher price houses you bring in, the more money's in it for you.
Right.
All right, anybody else got a question with our noisy background? If we come across something.
Yeah, if we come across a seller that's willing to sell but is behind on payment,
yes.
What should you do at that point? What's
you should
process?
Write it down and bring it in to me, and I'll explain it to you and the rest of the class all at the same time.
Okay.
Get as much information as you can. Find out about if taxes are paid, how far behind they are. The more information that Ron has, the better answers you're going to get to make that deal.
Also, a good idea to write down any comments that the seller makes that you think would be of interest to me.
Does it need a roof? That kind of thing.
What if they're in foreclosure?
You got special rules in Florida concerning foreclosure, but go ahead and bring them in, and then I'll let you know. But if I it is very important that you tell me if it is vacant or occupied if it's in foreclosure.
Everybody understand that. We need to know if it's vacant or occupied.
If it's in foreclosure and it's vacant, guys, it's fair game. If it's in foreclosure and it's occupied, the only way you can buy it is all cash. All right. Any other questions?
Who else has we have time for one or two more questions. Speak up or forever hold it.
Can we bring in bank-owned properties that are vacant?
You can if you bring the listing sheet with you so I'll know the facts on it, and you'll also have to bring me some comps.
Okay.
So if you bring me two or three comps, and I want comps now, not bank-owned sales. Real comps, houses in good shape, the sold arms.
Hey, what's going on?
Bring me those, and I'll be glad to take a look at them.
Okay.
All right. Anybody else?
All right, anybody else? Last one.
Dave, I'm going to let them email any more questions they have. You guys have to go ahead and email them to Dave, and he'll either answer them or forward them to me, and we'll get you an answer back very, very quickly. I'll be around
folks.
In the morning, and I'll be driving down there, so either way I can handle it.
All right, so folks, Nancy at daviddweck.com. If you don't get an answer, it means that it was not it didn't look that good to us, but bring it anyway. But if there's something that looks really good, I'd like you to put in the subject line, this looks good. All right, and I'll tell Nancy to watch out for it. Ron, I thank you for the time tonight. I look forward to seeing you Saturday, and we'll look forward to a full house and a really great day together.
All right, sir. Thank you, and thank all of you, and I'll see you day after tomorrow. Come prepared.
You got it.
Good night,
everybody.